and Christmas Day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher and Christmas Day. The year 2005, Christmas Day, was a very wonderful day. Many magical things took place in the lives of an infinite number of people around the world. Many magical and wonderful things took place in our lives as we woke up to a new beginning, because it is a new beginning for us. It's like New Year's Day, where we make resolutions and we make decisions that we're going to have a little more full and complete life. In this concluding end Christmas Day for us, what have we decided for ourselves? We've had a year of a great deal of magic. We had a year of a great many activities going on in the world. We had many things that would say, my goodness, the end of the world is coming with all these great experiences that are taking place. And not really. The end of the world is not going to come. The end of the world only comes when we give up, when we quit, when we no longer want to play the game. Because we have all chosen to be on this planet Earth and live in this dimension of life at this particular time because we wanted the gifts that this time had to offer. And you say, well, those aren't really very wonderful gifts. They're rather tragic. And we won't name them, but they're rather tragic, these things that happened. Yes, that's true. To the outward appearance, they're rather tragic. But can we get the lesson that they have for us? Do we have to have these tragic experiences to teach us this lesson and bring home the truths to us? What is it that brought these tragic experiences into expression? What brought them into expression was our thoughts. Our thoughts are that we are in an unstable world. We are in an unstable economy. We're in an unstable series of governments. We're in an unstable activity. And what a shame for us to think such thoughts, because we empower that instability in every area of life and in every area of our life. What a waste. We have the opportunity, being here in this planet and being here in this earth, being here at this time, to put a cause in motion for everything in divine order. We talked about the hurricanes the other day. And as we talked about the hurricanes, we were talking about the idea that if we were just of a mind to say, okay, hurricane, enjoy your dance in the sky and play and have a good time and disturb no one or nothing, just do your own thing and then go away. You don't have to sweep down upon the earth and touch it. You don't have to leave a mark. You don't have to do anything. You are sufficient unto yourself, Mr. Wonderful Hurricane. You go and play your game and be done, but you don't have to be anywhere near the earth. You can do this dance of joy in the sky. And you say, well, what a Pollyanna attitude. What a simplistic way of looking at things. You know, it doesn't happen that way. Oh, are you sure? How many times have you been confronted by a hurricane and said to the hurricane, be gone, go and dance somewhere else? And then it went. And you were so amazed at yourself, you never told anybody because you think that they were thinking that you're God and you're the creator of your world and that you're bringing these things to pass. And then you quickly forgot it and you didn't think another thing about it. It was just coincidence that the storm went away. Well, how true that is. Coincidence. The coincidence of our speaking our word and the storm going away is just the law in action, the principle in action. You say, well, the storm's coming, and you get all frightened. And you see, you don't think the storm is going away. You think the storm is coming. You think it's going to be a difficult situation. Now, when we can have our consciousness clear where we are not disturbed by fear, we're not disturbed by anxiety, we're not disturbed by these tension things that come into our life. We are the master. We say, all is in divine order. And so it is. Now, why aren't you living in the area of all of these tragic things that are going on? Because you have no desire to be in a community of people who believe that those things can happen. Well, they're good people too. You bet they're good people. And they're wonderful people. And they're God, just like anybody else. But they choose to play the game, which includes those storms. Now, these people build along the same area where the storm had been before, knowing that the storm will come again. People build on the edge of cliffs, knowing that the sea is little by little washing away the cliff, and one day soon, with a big storm which might happen now and then, it might wash away the cliff and their home would be down into the ocean. And yet they build, and insurance companies help them insure them and do all these things. But you see, we live in a world where we associate ourselves with people who expect these things to happen, with people who expect these most interesting things to take place in their life. Now, we are ending Christmas Day, a day where the Master is to have been born and brought forth upon the face of the earth, the great philosophy that says it's done unto us according to our belief. The great teacher who gave us many wonderful positive statements and many demonstrations of how it works and how it is fulfilled in our life. Are we going to let that just go for naught? Are we going to spend one more year of saying there are problems on earth and there's nothing we can do about it? They are too big. They are God-given problems. Every problem is God-given because everything is God. So, what are we going to do? Are we going to say, from this day forward, I choose to be master of my consciousness? From this day forward, I recognize the statement that is done unto me according to my belief. From this day forward, I choose to believe good, beautiful, positive, wonderful thoughts about me, my world, my family, my life, and no longer. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, we don't say no longer. Well, how can you say the past isn't? Because there's no past. How can you? You see, when you really are living in the positive present, the here and the now, there are no words that describe a time that doesn't exist, the past or the future. There are only words that describe the now. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am abundant. I am independently wealthy. I am all these things right in the now. And it's not the word I am as though it's some mystical word. It's merely a word of identity. It's a word of calling forth for you in your individual world. Herb Byerly is wonderful. Herb Byerly is independently wealthy. You see, I say I am, and I say Herb Byerly, and it's the same thing. And it doesn't make it a sacred or a symbolic word that is so beyond our ken, our awareness. It's just a matter that we speak our word, we speak it now, and we speak it in the first person present tense positive. So, these are exciting adventures, aren't they? Take charge, because you've had a good Christmas day now. And now, have a good forever. Living in the realization that it is done unto you according to your belief, and your belief is all is good and very good. Have a lovely day. I love you so. I love you. I love you. I love you. All is in divine order now.